We're on the south side of the Nature Preserve wetland area, looking out across the wetland itself, and you can see both the water and the islands that were created in this lower area that support the tule growth. There's birds, primarily ducks and geese, and a few egret. You've got the high bank on the other side with valley oaks and the mountain oaks and the red buds. It's just a beautiful landscape. As I understand it, on this particular location, the mining started in about 1970. During the 60s and 70s, the need for housing for the baby boomers increased the demand for aggregates for subdivisions. And there were probably also government highway jobs. You know, the I-5 construction, I-505, they require huge amounts of aggregate in order to build those facilities. The importance of aggregate, a lot of people don't understand, I guess, but, you know, most of the infrastructure that we use commonly every day, we don't pay too much attention to, but it's the sidewalks we walk on, it's the foundations of our homes, it's the airport runways, a lot of concrete buildings. All the base that's under the sidewalks and the roads is all aggregate, you know, and it had to be mined somewhere. The need for aggregate goes along with growth. You know, as long as an area such as California is a popular location for relocation, you need more housing, you need more infrastructure to support it. Well, this location, when I was here back in the 70s, wasn't mined. It was a processing facility. So there was a production facility here, the crushers, the conveyors, the wash screening plants, and the whole area was covered with stockpiles of processed material and raw material for feed. So it really wasn't a mining operation in the sense of a mining pit. When Tykert purchased the site and then actually mined the aggregate that was where the plant had been located, that changed the landscape dramatically. Once Tykert had mined the site, they did not have a requirement other than elevation and slopes, you know, for reclamation, because this particular site was permitted pre-Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, which was enacted in late 75. So their reclamation requirements were very minimal, but they had a vision of this site being something more, and they decided to provide a plan for this wetland. They developed a plan, did the dirt work, and then donated the property to Yolo County, along with a licensing agreement that guaranteed a certain portion of their tonnage fees to come to this site for restoration purposes. Well, I think restoration is important to me personally, you know, through our work, you know, and my work's always been focused on the product that we produce. And that's important, but at the same time, there's a public expectation of what we're going to leave behind. And having a site like this so that both people in the industry can see what we can do and the public can see what we can do as far as restoration goes. And here, you could go beyond calling it restoration, actually calling it creating a site, because it wasn't anything like this initially.